As America continues to face serious health issues, parks and recreation offer an affordable and accessible solution. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Community Cares, where we shine the spotlight on area organizations. Joining us is Tina Lloyd. She is the Community Outreach Coordinator for Pittsfield Township Parks and Recreation. And what a vast array of resources Pittsfield Township has for its residents.
Yes, we are very fortunate that we have something that can help with the physical, social, and mental well-being for the community. We offer programs and activities and events for all ages to really foster culture, health and wellness, fitness and enrichment.
Great park system. 1,000 acres in 14 parks in Pittsfield.
That's correct. And in those parks, you can reserve one of 20 fields, hike more than 120 miles of trails. You can rent a pavilion. We have 8 choices that can accommodate 20 to 120. All of our park amenities are listed online at pittsfield-mi.gov/parks. And then new this year, we've got this community garden.
Tell us about this.
So we're offering 18 raised beds at Prairie Park, which is on the Township Hall campus. 6 of those are ADA accessible, which people are very excited about. And then around that area will be a native pollinator garden, kind of to help the vegetables thrive. So we're super excited. So that's all at Prairie Park. We'll do some programming with the farmers market, which is also at Prairie Park. And we've got some master gardeners helping us out with educational outreach. So we're very excited about that.
Pittsfield Township thinks about not only body, but mind and what we put into our body and food, the farmers market. You have thought about all components when it comes to one's health.
Yes. I think our supervisor is very driven to really make sure she listens into the community and then offers programs that the community is interested in. And they're interested in their green space and their food access and those opportunities. So,
and Pittsfield Township's interesting. It's not just one location, one area. It really swings around the entire greater Ann Arbor. It touches Ypsilanti, Saline.
Milan a little bit.
That's right. So it has a wide swath there. Residents can pick up a parks map. Where can they get this to learn more?
They can pick up a parks map that really lists all the amenities and has some maps of all these hidden gems you wouldn't know about unless you, you know, sought them out at the community center. And also at Township Hall at Platt, Michigan.
In your catalog that you publish regularly throughout the year, everything from T-ball to peewee soccer, Tai Chi, wellness classes, Pittsfield Township has an array of healthy opportunities for its residents. Talk a little bit about these classes.
Sure. So we put this brochure out about 3 times a year, and you really got to check them all out because they offer a variety of programs for youth, adult, and senior, and then special events for that are family-friendly. So for youth, you know, like you said, the baseball leagues, we have a 10-week summer camp that is licensed by the state of Michigan, which is really important, and a variety of other camps. We have sports camps, sports activities all year round, nature programs, music and art classes all year round, and some summer bridge-type learning programs for students so they don't get behind in the summer. And for adult and senior, we've got fitness at the community center at Ellsworth and State. Pretty much every day of the week, there's some level of fitness class. So cardio drumming, line dancing, yoga, tai chi, brains and balance, enhanced fitness. We've got golf clinics, tennis, and pickleball.
And what I love, too, is you speak to those that maybe can't get around that much as well or have a physical disability of some kind. You've got classes for everyone.
Right. We've got enrichment classes for those that just want to enrich the mind. So investment, Italian class, flower arranging, a lot of clubs, book club, writer's club, photo editing, arts, and music.
And who are the teachers in all of these?
Some are volunteers and some are local instructors from the area.
Oh, and you mentioned how we need to look at each of these catalogs when they come out because they are so varied,
they
right?
change,
depending
yes.
on the season.
On the season, that's right.
On
yes.
what you offer. Pittsfield Township also has many special events to engage the community.
That's
tell us,
right.
Tell us about these.
Yes. Yeah, so we have some kind of favorite annual events like our daddy-daughter dance and our mother-son. We've added things like movie nights in the park. We have hay rides in the Pittsfield Preserve. Our farmer's market, of course. At the community center, we offer a community health fair. And we have our harvest festival at the Sutherland Wilson Farm. So we kind of have a variety, and we have a new event, actually, Pedal Pittsfield.
I saw this in one of the catalogs. Tell us about Pedal Pittsfield.
So it's one of our new events, the second year, and we partner with many great organizations in the community, including the Bike Alliance of Washtenaw, Common Cycle, our Public Safety Department, and Safe Kids Huron Valley. And activities include like helmet fittings, bike maintenance, safety rides to learn the rules of the road, a trail ride, and next year we hope to add an actual ride, a family-friendly and an adult ride through, you know, some of our greenway space when all the construction's done.
Well, and speaking of that, you do such a beautiful job with the pathways, too. Pittsfield was one of the first areas that widened their pathways to make it accessible to multiple people going on them. I love that.
Yeah. Fun fact, we have over 173 miles of greenways, bike lanes, sidewalks, non-motorized trails, you know, which kind of connects us. It's a nice multimodal network that connects the township.
This is a great example of government working for the people and maybe doing things that a lot of people wouldn't think government would do. And it really starts with the residents, with the health of the residents.
It really does.
And making a healthy community.
It really does. And listening to the community.
Is this something that has been focused on more impactfully over the last few years, do you think? Have you been increasing these programs?
I think we have been increasing the programs. I've only been with the township since 2015, and I've definitely seen a nice increase in our parks and recreation programs and just promoting what we have. We have all these hidden gems, and people don't know about them. And then they, you know, call us and they say, hey, I took a walk at Lily Park. I had no idea you had these beautiful trails that go back on a boardwalk through a little lake.
And of course, it takes maintenance for that and the funding behind that.
Yes.
So obviously, residents want this kind of thing because they've supported this funding.
Yes, and we do have a strong parks department that takes really great care of our park system.
Tina Lloyd, she is the Director of Community Outreach for Pittsfield Township Parks and Recreation, talking about the vast services that Pittsfield Township provides its community. Local park and recreation agencies provide health and wellness opportunities for all populations and communities across the country, and Pittsfield Township is a great example of how that can work to the best advantage for the community. And it is a great combination of physical, social, and your mental well-being to get out and utilize these services.
Absolutely.
Great talking with you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm Lucy Ann Lance for Community Cares.
Did you know that currently 300,000 people drive drunk each day in our roadways in the United States? Only 3,200 are caught. This is Angel Harris. I'm the manager of Victim Services for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Michigan. This completely preventable crime kills another person every 50 minutes, resulting in nearly 11,000 deaths a year in the United States alone. In 2017, there was a 32% increase in drunk driving crash deaths and a 24% increase in drug driving crash deaths in Michigan. This shows that MAD prevention and victim services are needed now more than ever. MAD Michigan is here to support victims locally that have been impacted by drunk driving. No-cost grief support, crisis counseling, criminal and civil justice advocacy, case management, and a safe, comforting place to find your resources as needed after a tragedy is here. Please find us at MAD.org. That's MADD.org if you have been impacted by drunk driving, want to get involved, or would like more information.
The Ypsilanti Thrift Shop is an all-volunteer organization that donates all our profits to local charities. I'm Pamela Erb. I want to tell you a little bit about our store. We have clothing for men, women, children, and babies. We have household goods, toys, games, books, and linens. Most items cost $3 or less. We're at 14 South Washington in downtown Ypsilanti. We're right behind the tap room and directly across the street from free public parking. You can shop or drop off donations during our regular hours, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 to 3:45, Tuesdays, noon to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 1. We're open until 8 p.m. on first Fridays. Keep up to date with us on our website, www.thriftshopofipsy.org.
The Arts Alliance is a leader championing, supporting, and advocating for the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County, Michigan. Arts and creative individuals, organizations, and businesses to ensure that the greater Ann Arbor region remains a great place to create, live, work, learn, play, and visit. This is Deb Pollack, and I am the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance. We are supported by our members and in part by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. For more information about the Arts Alliance, visit our website at a3arts.org.
Creating a culture of wellness is the goal of an organization known as Five Healthy Towns, which specifically services the areas of Chelsea, Dexter, Grasslake, Manchester, and Stockbridge. This is your nonprofit spotlight. I'm Lucianne Lance. Joining us is Amy Heidloff, CEO of Five Healthy Towns. How did this come to be?
It's a really great story, actually. When Chelsea Community Hospital merged with the St. Joe's system in 2009, part of that arrangement was for them to leave behind a foundation that was focused on health and wellness. And that foundation was funded by St. Joe's. And the money actually was intentionally directed toward health and wellness services in the service area of Chelsea Community Hospital. That's how those five communities were selected, because if you think about it, they're kind of in a circle around Chelsea, which is where the hospital was central. So that's how the foundation came to be. And at the same time, along with that pot of money, they gave us, or they deeded to us, the Chelsea Wellness Center, which is a huge asset and a really, really great facility. So we recognize that a lot of our members were coming to the center regularly, and because they were there, they were having an impact on their own health and wellness. And so we decided we liked that model, so we built another one in Dexter, and we started a small one in Manchester and a small wellness center in Stockbridge.
And when you think about it, more rural areas, although each of those towns have so many great amenities today, but it's harder to find that kind of a facility that you now have.
Right. And especially in the smaller towns, Manchester, Grasslake, and Stockbridge, they've tried to bring, you know, companies have brought in Snap Fitness or some of those quick fitness facilities, and they come and go pretty quickly because they have a hard time making it. So we knew that we were going to be here for the long haul and that we really cared about their fitness and their health, and we were willing to lose some money. We consider it mission spending to maintain those facilities in those smaller communities where actual for-profit organizations just don't stay.
And so since you opened up, which was back in 2009?
Correct.
Do you think that these communities are healthier?
Well, that's a really good question, and it's a really hard question to answer. So I can tell you that we do some regular surveying of the communities. We do some what are called environmental surveys to determine the environment for healthy foods and to assess the environment for physical activity. They're state surveys through the Michigan Department of Community Health. And so we do those every 2 years. And we also do participate in a survey called the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. And that survey is more to assess individual health behaviors. And we do that every 5 years. And we do see some trends, some upward trends in health. But what we are not able to measure yet, and believe me, I'm always trying to figure out how, what we're not able to measure yet is whether there is a decrease in the number of people who are being diagnosed with specific health issues like cardiovascular disease or diabetes. We do a lot of diabetes prevention programming and working with the Hospital St. Joe's Chelsea and the National Kidney Foundation. We do a lot of pre-diabetes education and things like that. So the diseases that we know have a huge impact on people's lives and make their lives a little less comfortable and also are very expensive for the healthcare system, those are the diseases that we're trying to work at either preventing or relieving some of the downside. And that is the one thing that we have been unable to measure. We do know, however, that more people are physically active and that more people are increasing their fruit and vegetable consumption. And those are some, I will call them surrogate measures for health.
So you're working to prevent chronic illnesses like diabetes, heart disease, and also educating the community and providing a place to get healthy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the other thing we do is we work with grassroots people in each one of the communities. So we have a coalition in each one of the five communities. And that's a group of people who are really committed to this idea, who look at all the data. So we make sure that the data is collected and that it's in a format that's easy for people to understand. Then we give it to these grassroots groups or coalitions in each one of the communities. And they look at it and they say, okay, we see that we have needs, health-related needs or wellness-related needs in these areas. What can we do to address those? And so they decide how they want to best address those needs. And then we fund, along with lots of other people, they get funds from other organizations as well. So they develop an annual plan, and then they seek funding. And a lot of times the funding might be joint funding between us and a school system, for instance. And then they try and address the needs specific to their community. So that's the other way that we're trying to kind of come at it from a lot of different directions. And one of the things that is pretty important to me, and our board has been supportive of me on this, is we don't want to strong arm anybody. We want to make sure that people have the opportunities that they need, and when they're ready to make a decision to go in a direction that's going to be good for them, what they need is going to be available to them.
But really, when you look at what the Five Healthy Towns provides these communities of the Chelsea area, it's pretty phenomenal, because there's no excuse not to do it.
Well, I don't know. I always manage to find an excuse just like everyone else. But what I will tell you is the thing that people have to put in their minds is you never quit quitting, or you never stop starting. So I say that about people who smoke. Smoking is so terribly bad for us, and everyone knows it. There's no one left in the world who doesn't know that, right? And yet it's an addiction. It's a chemical addiction, and it's really difficult to quit. And so if you try to quit and you're not successful, then instead of saying, oh my gosh, I'm a failure, you just smoke for a little while until you really say, you know, I just really don't want to smoke. I really, really don't. And you try again, or you try another method. And it's the same way with our New Year's resolutions. It's like I tell people all the time, every Monday you get to start over. And really, every day you get to start over. So if you decide, this is me, my thing always is, I'm really gonna focus on that exercise starting Monday. That's always my day that I am going to pick to do it. And by Wednesday, lots of times I'm not doing it. But sometimes I make it to Friday, and sometimes I make it all the way through the week. And so that's what you have to do. You just have to keep saying to yourself, okay, well, it didn't go well this time, but I don't have to quit. I can try again.
You can go to 5healthytowns.org. That's the number 5healthytowns.org, and find out more about the program and what it offers. How would you recommend someone get started in one of those five communities?
Yeah, well, it depends on what your interest is. That's a thing that I would say. So if you're a person who likes to cook, then, you know, maybe for Christmas you can say, I'd like to have a healthy cookbook, or you can get one for your spouse and then you can use it. So if you're a person who likes to cook, that might be a place to start. If you're a person who really used to be physically active and is less physically active now, you can say, well, what do I like to do? And then head that direction. It's Michigan, and so we have a lot of limitations. So if the only thing you're going to be able to do, because you're really not in very good shape, is walk from your house down your long driveway to your mailbox, then great, you should start doing that. Okay, now it's icy outside, so what do I do? Well, you know what, get some yak tracks or something like that that you put on the bottom of your boots that you leave by your door, you slip them on, you won't fall down, you get a little bit of physical exercise. And the thing that's really amazing about that is your mood improves. Start with small steps. Don't be afraid to try something. And if you're not sure what to do, gosh, just call us. I'm giving you the phone number right now, 734-433-4599. Just call us and we'll talk you through whatever community you're in. If you just want some hints, some tips, we talk about this stuff all the time.
And if you're in the Chelsea, Dexter, Grasslake, Manchester, and Stockbridge communities, Five Healthy Towns is definitely there for you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? If you don't live in one of those towns, but you just want some advice, you can call us. If you just want some advice, we have lots of it. My favorite advice that we give is buy oranges. The recipe is peel and eat.
That's so wonderful. It can be as easy as that.
Yes.
Amy Heidloff, CEO of Five Healthy Towns. And you can visit online, 5healthytowns.org. That's the number 5healthytowns.org. And I'm Lucy Ann Lance for your Nonprofit Spotlight.
The Yankee Air Museum dedicates itself to educating individuals through the history of U.S. military aviation, technology, and home front efforts, while inspiring generations through personal experiences to instill pride in our national accomplishments. I am Elisa Guyton, the Associate Development Director for the Yankee Air Museum. The Yankee Air Museum opened its doors in 1981 and has been an active part in the Southeast Michigan cultural community ever since. The museum operates three historic World War II era aircraft, a B-17, B-25, and C-47, to provide unique experiences to the public and to help raise awareness of the significant contributions of the United States to the World War II cause. The Yankee Air Museum, in conjunction with the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum and the Leslie Science and Nature Center, recently launched the Unity and Learning Initiative that has doubled the capacity of our current outreach programs to inner-city youth. For more information, please visit yankeeairmuseum.org.
One in five adults in America experiences a mental illness. I'm Judy Gardner, Executive Director for the National Alliance on Mental Illness here in Washtenaw County, NAMI. Chances are you know someone or have witnessed yourself what it's like to care for a mental health condition in a world where the stigma surrounding your diagnosis can make it even harder to find help. NAMI Washtenaw County works to reduce stigma through peer-led educational courses and support groups for those living with or in support of someone who lives with a mental illness. Learn more about NAMI Washtenaw County, our upcoming events, and how you can join us in #CuringStigma at namiwc.org.
Established in 1973, Saline Community Education creates opportunities for community members to become partners in addressing community needs. It is most easily recognized in the community school, a facility that is open beyond the traditional school day for the purpose of providing academic, recreation, health, social service, and work preparation programs for people of all ages. Brian Puffer is the director of Saline Community Education. Saline Community Education is made up of seven departments. What are those?
Correct. Those seven departments are Culture Arts, Rec and Enrichment, Preschool, Facilities, Childcare, Aquatics, and Saline Television.
Give us an idea of the array of programs within those departments that you provide.
Sure. We like to say we offer everything from infancy almost till, 90 years old. We have preschool programs. We have classes for seniors on retirement, financial classes and whatnot, and then everything in the middle as well. So we try to offer something for everybody.
And the relationship to the schools then, how does that work?
Sure. Saline Community Education is part of Saline Area Schools. The only thing is we are not funded from the general fund. We are funded through self-revenue, and we also have a rec millage, which is called CARES, which was renewed 2 years ago.
The community has supported that all along.
Yes, they have. It was originally passed in 2001, and it's been renewed twice now since then. So the community has been very supportive of Saline Community Education.
In the intro, I mentioned that you address community needs by partnering. One of the great examples of that, I think, is the big event that you do twice a year, the Saline Craft Shows.
Yeah, the Saline Craft Show is a large event. It takes, to pull that event off, Cheryl Haft have promotions. We partner with her, but we use, between the two shows, about 25 different school groups, not just sports teams, but school groups like Key Club and whatnot, to help us run that show, handling parking, handling admissions, helping the crafters load and unload. So it's a big community event. It's a great event, though.
And that partnership directly benefits the students.
It does. It benefits the students in two ways. One, they receive funding for their, it's their big fundraiser for the group. And also it gives them kind of real world experience. We get to work with the adults, the crafters. So it's a great opportunity for the kids.
Safety Town, that is a safety education program geared for the pre-kindergarten child. That is also a really unique aspect, I think, to what you do.
Yeah, Safety Town is one of our most popular programs. Each summer, about 250 kids come through our program. It's 9 days long. Each day is a different day. You'll have police day. You have fire day. We have a Safety Town city that's set up in the gym. The kids ride around buildings and stop at stop signs and learn when to go, when not to go. It's a great program. It's a very popular program.
And this is virtually a little town that they're learning on.
Correct. There's a little town set up. We have an actual that that we pull out. There's big buildings that we bring out. Officer Dave Ringe, who does a great job with us, he's there with a stop sign, tells them to stop, tells them to go. So yeah, it's a great, great team.
And for the older kids, also safety driven, is the driver education program. Now, I don't know too many places that still offer a driver education program unless it's a private company.
Correct. That's correct. As far as last time we checked, there's about 3 or 4 school districts in the state that still offer driver's education, and we're lucky to be one of them. We're lucky because we have the automotive department in the Saline schools that services our cars, so the kids get to, it cuts down our cost a lot, and so we have that. But yes, many kids have taken Safety Town and driver's education through us, and so it's really neat to see.
And comparing prices and rates, you're very competitive. No additional fees.
No additional fees. Our rates are the lowest around, and we try to keep it like that. And in the summertime, we can run our classes 2 straight weeks, but during the school year, they have to go before or after school. So, you know, we try to make it a little more convenient for our students to take the class.
We're talking with Brian Puffer, director of the Saline Community Education, which is operated through Saline Area Schools. But point well taken that no school funds are used
correct,
for this.
Correct.
Besides Safety Town and driver's education, child care is also provided.
Yes.
And then you have early childhood services like Pooh Corner?
Yep, correct.
And what is Liberty Club?
Liberty Club is a program that came about, I would say, about 5 years now. It's a program, it's for adults with special needs that are 26 or older, because after you turn 27, there's no longer a program that the state funds. So we had 2 parents that came to us about 5 years ago that had kids that were going to be in this situation. And we started with 4 participants, and now we're maxed out at 37 participants in that program. It's a great program. So it's basically a program, adults with special needs. We have a waiting list of probably 15 people on the list. And we're one of the few programs around that operate.
Wow. Youth swim and dive is included under this. Talk about
Correct. Yep. The swim and dive, the pool at the high school and the theater at the high school are a little unique because they are funded through the CARES millage I spoke about earlier. So I have 2 employees that run each facility. And so Sandy Stafford, who's our aquatics director and who's been there since the high school opened in 04, we have a Saline swim team. It's very large and very big. So yes, that's run through us as well. So they participate. That's their home pool, and she manages the whole pool area. So you have our swim team, you have the high school swim team, you have everybody. That place is busy from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. every day.
And then Saline Community Television Network is also under your domain?
The funding through that comes through PEG fees through the city, but that Community Education manages that department. And Chase Stanton, who you may have heard of, he's been around a lot of different events. I oversee his department. So yes, I have our hand in that. We have our hand in a little bit of everything.
You do indeed.
Yeah.
And you're touching all lives.
Yes. Yes, it is. Like I said, we are touching everybody's lives. We have Safety Town. The senior center is actually underneath our umbrella as well. Then we have community gardens. That's community education as well. So we try to incorporate a little bit of everything. So there's some things out there, driver's ed, community gardens. You wouldn't actually think that's Saline Community Education. So we try to fill in the holes where either the school funding can't, you know, there's not enough funding for the schools to run a program. The first thing they'll just come to community ed, and we'll do our best to get that program, get it off and start. Like the Saline Lacrosse program, that started at Community Ed way back in the day, the high school program. So it eventually went on and became its own thing. So we try to be a starter for somebody has an idea, we try to run with the program.
And people would just contact you
to
do that.
Yeah, they do. We get all kinds of different ideas and classes for programs. So
if people want to do that, how can they get a hold of Saline Community Education? Where should they go?
The best thing is just to go to salinecommunityed.com. That'll take us right to our website, and it has all of our information. It has our contact information, and you can click on a link and send me an email, or has our phone number. But all of our programs are listed on there, so that's the best place to start. And of course, you can always call us at 734-401-4020, which is our main line, and we'd be happy to help that way as well.
What do you think the value of these kinds of programs are to a healthy community?
I think these programs are, the value is, it's great because we have so many different after-school classes that these kids can take. It's not just sports. You know, we have Lego classes. We have enrichment classes. We have singing classes. It's something for everybody. And we have it used to be called Latchkey, and some programs still call it. We call it before and after care. We have at each school about 60 to 65 kids every day that come to after school, but they're excited to come. They just don't sit there and just, you know, are on their phone or do homework. We have plans for them, what they need to do and stuff like that. So I think be able to have a community that supports community education allows us to offer all these unique programs is just a wonderful thing, and I think it makes us a stronger community.
the community really does care, doesn't
they do,
it?
They do. They do.
Community education programs can set the stage for a healthy and productive life at an early age. Our thanks to Brian Puffer, Director of Saline Community Education, delivering community education services of the highest quality to the Saline Area School District. I'm Lucianne Lance, and this is Community Cares.
Hi, I'm Lori Coriel, Director of the Chelsea District Library. You know, when I think about how I used my library as a kid 45 years ago and how people use CDL today, it's mind-blowing. Rather than check out a book, movie, or music, you can download or stream them from your device 24/7. Experience the arts up close and personal through exhibits, music performances, and readings. Things sure have changed in 45 years. What won't change is that you can always expect the unexpected at the Chelsea District Library. Visit us online at chelseadistrictlibrary.org.
Dexter Community Players, putting Dexter in the spotlight since 1981. I'm Abby Briggs, Board President. Dexter Community Players is a nonprofit, community-based theater group that strives to provide an authentic theater experience to actors, production staff, and audiences. If you would like to check out our upcoming shows, buy tickets, become a sponsor, or learn how you too can be a part of the show, head over to dextercommunityplayers.org for more information.
Community Cares, endeavoring to make a difference in our community by supporting nonprofit organizations that make Washtenaw County a great place to live. I'm Lucianne Lance.